Shalom. This is Billy Brim and...
Hey, Mom. Your daughter.
What's Shelley, your name?
Shelley Brim Oaks.
Shelley, you heard singing at the beginning in the broadcast.
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
But you have a singing blood clot.
Praise the Lord.
And now we're talking about heaven.
Yes.
A place where both your husband and mine live.
Mm-hmm.
A real place.
A real
place. And we're talking about the importance of the word place. Ha-makom. Place. We've gone into detail. I do trust that you've been able to be with us this week. Every broadcast. And I know sometimes for you doing drive time, that might not have happened. But I do want you to understand how important the word place is, hamakom, in the Hebrew language. And when the Jews were getting ready to go into the promised land, Moses did not get to go with them into that land. But he warned them in the 12th chapter of Deuteronomy. It is both a promise, a blessed promise, but it's also a warning. When they go into that promised land, they are to tear down every place that the heathen, Canaanites, have been worshiping under every green tree. They are not allowed to worship under every green tree. That's what it means, Deuteronomy 12:4. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. The place. Ha-makom, the place which God chooses to put his name there. He tells them again in the 11th verse, there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. God's name mystically dwells in earthly Jerusalem. And it dwells in earthly Jerusalem, which is first called here Ha-makom, the place. He mentions it again in verse 14, in the place which the Lord your God shall choose. Verse 18, you must eat your tithes, your things that you come up to offer to God in Hamakom, the place where God shall choose. Now he speaks to them through Moses about Hamakom. But their patriarch, Abraham, also knew that there would be the place, Hamakom. And we see it here in Genesis 22, when the Lord told him to take his son, his only son. Verse 2, he said to him, take your son, your only son Isaac, or Yitzhak, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell you of. Why couldn't he just offer him down there in Hebron? That's where he was living at the time, because of Hamakom. He had to be offered at Hamakom. That's one thing you'll see when you come with us to Israel, and we have a DVD of our latest trip you should order from us. Call the number and find out how to get it. But it's right up to date, and you will see this place, this important place. It's still important. He said, you take him to the land of Moriah, and there you offer him up on one of the mountains I will tell you of. Abraham rose up early and went. He took Isaac, his son, and clave the wood. This is chapter 22 of Genesis and verse 3. Took Isaac, his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose and went unto the place, Ha-makom, which God had told him. He had to do it at Ha-makom. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. He saw Ha-makom. And there you know the story, how he was going to offer up Isaac, but he was rescued. And verse 9 again says, they came to Ha-makom, the place which Abraham had told him of. God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there. And in that place, there was a ram caught by its horn in the thicket. And verse 14, God called the name of the place, Hamakom, Yahweh Yireh. We mispronounce that Jehovah Jireh, and it means Jehovah sees. So he saw that we needed a redeemer. He saw that we needed, he already had seen, a lamb slain, and a lamb was caught in the thicket which stood for our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this place, this Mount Moriah, this mountain is where today the Dome of the Rock is. God knows things about the place that we don't know. And that's why it's so horrible for our United States government to be pushing Israel to give up HaMakom, the place. It is that place where the temple stood all those years. It is that place where Abraham offered up Isaac. It is that place where there will be a temple again. Even two more temples, I believe. HaMakom, the place. Well, God showed it to Jacob. Genesis 28:11, 12, 11, 16, 12, 17, and 18. And David, now we're going to fast forward all the way down to King David. They still don't know where HaMakom is. They still don't know where is the place out of all the tribes that God's going to put his name there. And so David is seeking, where is HaMakom? And we'll turn to Psalms 132, or Psalm 132:5. Actually, we'll start at verse 3. You can get David's heart. Everybody's heard about HaMakom. Everybody knows there's going to be the place, but nobody knows where it is yet. The place where God puts his name for them to come three times a year and worship him. They worshiped at Shiloh. They came three times a year to Shiloh for a long time. Then David is seeking HaMakom, the place that God told them about. And David said in Psalm 132, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out HaMakom for Jehovah, the place for Jehovah, and habitation for the mighty God of Yaakov. Such a heart David had after God. He's searching for the place. And in 1 Chronicles, he finds it. There's a strange story here about Satan provoking David to number Israel. He knew not to number Israel, knew not to count them. He did it. And there was a punishment for it. And when he did it, let's read 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And I'm going to skip down to verse 18. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Now the plague has come. The people have been hit. The plague is going to stop when David sets up this altar. So he goes and he buys the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Verse 22, then David said to Ornan, grant me HaMakom, the place of this threshing floor. See, God told him to buy it. That I may build an altar there unto Jehovah, thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from my people. And so he bought it for 600 shekels of gold by weight. Verse 25, this transaction is recorded in the Bible. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon Jehovah. And Jehovah answered him from heaven by fire in that place. And he sacrificed there. Now, chapter 22 and verse 1. Then David said, this is the house of Jehovah God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel. And he knew that he had found, or at least he suspected, he believed that he had found HaMakom. God told him to buy this threshing floor. And he said, verse 5, I love this verse. David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for Jehovah must be exceeding magnificent of fame and of glory throughout all countries. And so he knew that God was to be building a house. He was told that he could not build it because his hands had shed too much blood. And Solomon, he did get the pattern from heaven. 1 Chronicles 28, 11 and 12 tells you that he got the pattern. And it tells you that he amassed a fortune to help build this house. Actually, he got the proceeds from capturing it from the Philistines. It was the booty that he took in the wars with the Philistines. And then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where Abraham had offered up Isaac, where Jehovah had appeared unto David his father, in the place, Hamakom, that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. They finished the work of the Lord. They offered up, they built the temple. The glory of God comes in. And we love to read 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 11 through 14, where the priests all fall down and the glory moves in. But we have to go over into, he still hasn't heard, Solomon has still not heard from the Lord. Is this the place? Did we find the right one? Hamakom. And they were offering this on the 7-day feast of tabernacles. And Solomon is praying. A fire comes down from heaven, consumes the altar, the sacrifice. And this is so telling. Now, verse 12, and Jehovah appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. You got it right. This is Hamakom. This is the place I told to Moses. This is Hamakom. This is the place that I put my name, and there's where they builded the temple on Mount Moriah, where the Dome of the Rock stands today. Here's where God gives them that great prayer promise. If bad things happen, no rain, pestilence, enemy, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine ears shall be open, and my eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place, in this Hamakom. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. That's why the religious Jews yearn so for Hamakom, to be able to make prayers in that place. We're going to see this earthly Jerusalem stands for heavenly Jerusalem. We have some people who have visited there. We call it heaven. And we have two books, Within Heaven's Gates by Rebecca Springer, and I Died and Went to Heaven by Dr. Gary Wood, whom Shelley and I both know. They're thrilling books. You can get them both from us for $15 by calling 1-800-972-3447. I'd like to remind you, our Champions for Christ youth rally is coming up. Call us and find out how you can get your kids in it. It's great, enjoying all the fun in Branson with a great Holy Ghost meeting. Call 1-800-972-3447 to order the books for $15. To register or find out about the youth rally, this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until next time.